Trying to see them execute at the highest level possible, trying to give them some structure to their game without overwhelming them, so they're thinking about the game too much and not just performing how they need to, and watching how our prospects match up against other teams' prospects. And the other fold for me is looking to see where these players were this time last year compared to where they are now.
Have you seen the quality of players in this tournament go up in the time you've been around it, or is it about the same?
I think it stayed about the same. Yeah. I think it's. I was involved with it back when I was with Vancouver and the Moose back then. Also, it stayed about the same. But it's a really good tournament. It's well organized. The players, the chance to see players that you've seen a little bit in the American League, the odd guy here and there, but also some of the junior players that you try to track over the course of a season, see them on the ice is exciting.
So is the thinking just you can only tell so much from practices? You want to see them in game situations to see where they're at this stage of their careers? Is that why a tournament like this is valuable?
It is. I think everybody looks at it differently. Obviously, coaching staff looks at it different than management. You know, we as coaches look to see how players pick up certain drills, if they listen well, if they can execute at a high tempo. Mostly it's the game, seeing, you know, when you have contact at a high speed, how the players respond when there's a lot of traffic, a little bit of confusion because it is still early September. It'll be their second time on the ice tomorrow for the game, being an afternoon game also. So you keep all those different things in mind. But, yes, the real comparison, the real judgment comes when you see them in the games.
So what do you need to see from these guys?
Everybody's different. You know, every different player has different elements they bring to the organization. You know, certain guys are offensive guys. You need to see if they can create offense, you know, against some pretty high-end prospects with other teams. There's some, you know, defensive-minded guys. Can they play a solid two-way game? Our goaltenders, where are they at with, you know, with some miscues that are going to take place in a quick turnaround with young players at a tournament like this? Every different prospect that we have, you're looking at different elements that they bring, and there's certain strengths of why we drafted them and why they're here as free agents.
Do you go into this looking to try and elevate certain players to a place where they'll be ready for the big camp?
I'm looking to make sure that all the players are having a chance from the top to the bottom, regardless of where they're drafted, to making sure they have a chance to showcase themselves.
Keith, with what you've seen in previous tournaments, are there guys who have, you know, you've heard the old axiom, there's great practice guys and great game players. Are there guys who have helped themselves in this tournament that might not have been rated as highly with what they did, you know, in the rookie camp because it's mostly drills?
Well, a little bit. I think you definitely see a little bit more of the skill set you know, offensively, again, gauging on what type of player it is, you know, when you're looking at situations, offensive situations, in games. You know, when you're dealing with practices, again, you're dealing with you know, a short period of time to learn the drill and to pick up exactly what we need to take out of it. But the games, again, going back to what we just talked about, the games are the real chance to judge each of these guys and see exactly, you know, what they can do and what they can pick up with this quick practice and how they implement that into the games.
Keith, you got a chance to see a lot of Josh Morrissey in the playoffs last year with St. John's. How do you think his chances are of making a jump directly to the NHL this season?
Well, again, that's not a decision for me to make, obviously, but I, with regards to what I can comment about, seeing him play in the American Hockey League, I thought for a young defenseman, I thought he was excellent. He obviously, his strengths are how well he skates, you know, how his vision is, how he sees the ice. He's a well-polished young man, and he has, for such a young individual, he's got a little bit of an aura to him, which, in my opinion, is a real good thing. But what I do see is a player in our organization that would have come in here into training camp right out of junior and maybe had to wait a couple of days to feel his way. He now has those AHL high-end playoff games under his belt, so he's even going to have that much more confidence going into this camp.
Remembering a comment Craig Heisinger made at the July camp about Kosmachuk and Ehlers, and, you know, how, oh, there's a line in the future.
Yeah.
Is that a combination that you've kind of tossed around? Have you made some ideas in your head of what you want to use in Penticton?
I have. Those lines that were out for practice, those would be the lines for game one. So those two players, obviously, there was some chemistry that took place in July at development camp for the short scrimmage that we had there. So what you try to do when you put lines together, different things you're looking for. Obviously, if there's a little bit of chemistry, you've got players that have played together before in the past on this team. But also, you have to have some guys that are puck retrievers, guys that are going to go in the corner and retrieve pucks, along with guys that can shoot the puck and put it in the back of the net. So the lines that were out there, those will be the ones that we put into game one.
Could you talk a bit about what you've seen out of Nick Pitan in the times that you've had a chance to see him play?
Speed, a lot of speed, really good quick release in his shot. Again, a player that sees plays developing ahead of time. You can see the more polish with regards to feeling comfortable in a good way in camps like this for me when I've seen him over the years. Really top-end speed with a good offensive side to his game. And the other side that jumps out the last time I had him is there was no deficiencies at this stage in his game with regards to the defensive side of the puck. But we all know, and you guys have heard a million times, it takes time. You know, right now where these younger players that they're mashed up against is one thing. But you know, when we look here in a week or so now, you're dealing with some very top-end players, some very serious competition here. But that's all part of training camp. Training camp is about making the most of your opportunity and giving yourself a chance to stand out. So that's what we're here doing.
Adam Lowry talked earlier this summer about it taking a little while for him to get his feet underneath him for the AHL game. Where do you see him in his progression?
I thought he improved the back half after Christmas. I thought he came back to the American League and he looked to have a little bit more confidence. He looked to be more sure of things that he's doing on the ice. I thought the first half of the season, it was a feeling out process. We had him the year before for a couple of games at the end of the year, which was a positive thing, but it took him some time to really get a feel for the league and to realize, you know, what he can accomplish, where he can push, how he matches up against other big, strong guys at the pro level. And the back half, I thought, was when you look at how you want development-wise, he's right on track where we want him to be. He was a real strong contributor for us in the back half and a real important guy in the playoffs to play a solid penalty kill role, a net front presence on the power play, and took very important faceoffs for a first-year guy.
Did you see him primarily as a center?
We played him as a center. The option when you look at the game of hockey, if you can develop a guy as a centerman and he's able to perform at that position, understand all the different elements and positions that you have to be aware of, and that if there is a need be, it's easier to go from the middle to the wing. So right now, as we moved through last year, we were playing him and developing as a centerman.
Could you quickly touch on what you've seen from Nikolaj Ehlers so far as well, please?
Smooth skater from, you know, I've seen him now for the development camp in this one skate. He's obviously, you can see why he was drafted where he was. He's a very gifted skater, and the offensive attributes are all there in his game. So July is not a perfect chance to assess these guys, as we've all discussed before, but now seeing him in this practice with a little bit more contact, you can see why he was able to put up the numbers he put up in the Quebec League. So it'll be, again, a nice test to see how he looks in these games.